Quick, get it in before the new episode comes out, Mr. Swift.
I will. And here it is, just a day before the new episode of Mumphis Wrestling comes out. I keep telling you, don't I? Because this is the case, that I love Memphis Wrestling so much. It was my favourite wrestling promotion last year. And they've done 168 episodes since they came back. I must have seen all of them. Every single blooming one. 168 weeks. Blimey, I'm a fan. A super fan. I mean, not like Memphis Fred and some of the others, but I'm a super fan. I don't fly over there and then fly over back here again. I mean, that would be prohibitive, wouldn't it? Both regarding time and money. However, I've been on the podcast from Dostin and really enjoyed that. It was lovely to have a chat with him. So I've seen them all. And I've seen the way it's developed. And I've seen the way that they now have a fantastic formula. That's not to denigrate the product. A fantastic formula is what you need. And they manage to do that because they have great wrestlers, great characters, great angles, and they know what their demographic is, which is, we are a studio-based family show. We push the envelope a bit, but you know what? You know what you're going to get. And it's blooming good wrestling. It's an 80s wrestling studio. Memphis of the past. And that's great. So yes, I've enjoyed all 168 episodes because I've seen the way it's developed and it's been marvellous. By the way, Justin and Maria, he announced on the show, are expecting another baby. And there will be a gender reveal match next week. Now, we had one of those in Crossbody Pro Wrestling recently. It was okay. I was a bit confused. I don't think the winning team gets to change the gender of the baby biologically. I don't think it works like that, does it? I don't think so. Does it? I don't think it does. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Anyway, first of all, we've got all the tag teams around the ring in a tag team lumberjack match. Dustin and Pete Pranica, for it is they this week, are quite surprised at that, and so am I, to be honest. And the reason why they're there is because there's a simmering enmity between DK and Ray Ray and the LA Hustlers. It's an enmity I hadn't, I'll be honest, noticed too much over the past few weeks. That enmity, as far as I could see, the enmity that I could see was really the Last Savages, wasn't it? I thought. Anyway, we've got this match and it's rather good. It's probably too short for what it is. In that, the Hustlers try to leave early on. They're thrown back in. All four of them are in. Someone grabs Bradley's chain, his gold chain, as it flies off his neck when he gets punched strongly by DK, I think it was. Shots are traded. Ray Ray then chokes Rough Shot with his own gold chain. Yeah, they shouldn't wear those chains to the ring, the LA Hustlers. They know what kind of a match this is. The Lumberjacks then get into it, because of course they do, it's wrestling. Bradley tosses Ray Ray over the top onto everyone, but walks into a DK super kick. Then there are punches from Ray Ray. No, from DK. He puts down Bradley and there's a Ray Ray splash for the pin. That was it. I could have seen a bit more I could have seen a bit more. I could have enjoyed a bit more. And that's because the wrestling was good. Blimey, there's a helicopter outside. Maybe that's Dustin Starr coming to see me. Maybe he's landing at the Dustin Starr heliport in the Northwest area. Maybe. Oh, I shall look forward to seeing Mr. Dustin later on. Oh, the police are coming as well. Can't be Dustin then. Anyway, here comes John Dalton. And the babyface beast is called, isn't he? And the tag champs are out as well because they got at him recently. I don't know why. But they say he doesn't belong there. You don't belong here, son. Basically what they're saying. Then we've got Marcus Buff Bagwell's out. He's the stuff. He's buff. He's out to help John Dalton. And they want a match for the tag team champs. They point out that there's a a surgical boot or, you know, some kind of thing on Buff's foot. We know that Buff's had a bit of health problems recently, in recent years. They want a tag match next week, and they're going to get one, apparently. Well, I don't know if that's wise, Buff, but it wouldn't surprise me if Buff doesn't wrestle next week, or if Big John Dalton takes care of both of the rather cowardly, in angle, in character, tag team himself. We'll see, won't we? Anyway, this is very interesting. Mike Anthony, because you know you can give a lot of stuff to Mike Anthony to do, so you can give him a lot more character work than other wrestlers. It's just the way it is. He works at a deeper level in that way, in my view. He was my favourite wrestler last year. He's doing blooming well this year as well. And he's lost a few matches, including Denzel Rollins last week, which he fully expected to win and didn't. They're going to lean into that. He does come on and puts his hands on his ears as if to siphon out or to stop the thoughts in his head. He'll be facing all the way, Ray! And Ray will go all the way in a wrestling kind of connotation. No other connotation, thank you. So, there's immediate sliced bread from Ray for a win. Immediate. Because Mike Anthony was distracted talking to a fan, and it really feeds into this angle that he just can't catch a break. Mike, shocked, says that you couldn't do this again, Ray. So the bell rings and they fight again. Now, Cobra's not there as the matchmaker, and so Dustin he cleverly notes, he's making his own matches here. So as long as we know that, and it feeds into the angle, and I'm enjoying it, and I know that often I say, you can't make your own matches. Here, it's an angle, and it's part of the angle, so I don't mind so much. So, they have a second go. There's a suplex attempt from Mike Anthony. Collins rolls him up, gets another win. Then when he's celebrating, Mike Anthony power bombs him off the top, goes to the ref to say, ring the bell again. He does. Ray then gets, because of course Ray's down right now, so he thinks this will be an easier win. Gets some shots in, big drop kick, and then Mike Anthony teases, listening to the crowd as they're cheering for Ray. But then Ray hits a uranage, which actually Mike helped him with. Another sliced bread, another, and another, and he gets the pin. Three pins in one, three times the L. That's not good for Mike. And it really will feed into some, I expect with Mike Anthony, excellent work around this. Now, out comes Michael, because you know last week he wasn't happy and he wants to fight Van Viscius, who says he won't give him a match. He won't because he's a coward. They meet in front of the desk, capital T, capital D. And Blaylock's not happy. Jimmy, he's not happy. Tells Michael that Van Viscius is not a coward. Van Viscius is there, eventually smacks Michael. Blaylock breaks the cane over his back, reported by Dustin, quite rightly so. Security then roll him in the ring, they're all over him, and they then spray paint a yellow streak down Michael's rather cheap jacket. It's not a good quality suit, Michael. It isn't. I'm not saying it needs to be hand-tailored. It can be off the peg, but it can still be cut properly. Get to know your size. I'm a 46 short, so they say. So, when you know your style, you could even go to a virtual shop and get something second hand, but that looks good. So putting the yellow streak down his back won't really matter. In fact, it might funky up that jacket. But it's not very nice of them to do that, is it? Now, next we've got Simon, who of course is a bit of a loose cannon. And he's called Psycho Simon. I mean, I don't mind that so much because it's a sobriquet rather than, this is part of my character, I'm completely unhinged and mentally ill. I don't like that. This is about my behaviour is off the scale. And I'll do what I like. And that's why I'm called Psycho Simon. He's facing Brad Marty, who we've not seen before. Brad is announced, doesn't come out. Referee David Knight goes to the desk, capital T, capital D, tells Dustin he's gone. It's great. It's really good, actually. Simon wants an opponent, takes a fan, who must be a staffer, because you wouldn't do that with a fan, would you? Unless you wanted a big lawsuit. Throws him down, punches him, chokes him with a chain, hangs him from the top rope with the chain off the apron. I love it. And Dustin says, call the authorities. That's great. Really good work. And it feeds into this lack of behaviour, or surfeit of behaviour, if you like. I love this new character. I miss Mr. Crisp. I really miss him. Put some respect on that man's name. Put some Savlon on that man's face. Like to see him again, but I suspect he's not going to be there, at least for quite some time. And I love the way that Simon's feeding into this. Your main event is Maurice with the rest of the Circus, of course, facing the champ, K-Tuma, for the belt. There's an immediate K-Tuma spear here. He wants to get at Maurice. Takes both the Twins of Salem on his shoulders, drops them both. Then you've got a Maurice posting and an avalanche. But Tuma's back with a roundhouse kick. He deals with Jackson at the same time with a big elbow, avoids Abel. Maurice tries to get in there, tries to lift him, Corden even shift him. Tuma hits a Pele kick, or a Pelly kick, if you are in the UK. Then hits a Shining Wizard, and it's really good because he hits it. It's his finisher. Maurice tries to get up. He struggles to get up like some kind of cyborg. Like Michael Myers. And Tuma gives him another one for the pin. It was short, but it only needed to be short because it was blooming good. I loved it. And you know what? I love Memphis Wrestling this week because they got it going on. They know exactly what they're doing. And I say this every week. That's the important thing. They know what they can do. They know what they can give people. They know they can call Mike Anthony up and say, would you like some more deeper character work? They know what they can do with K-Tuma. They've got a great talent there. He's the right champion for this moment. But they've got so many options, including Brett. Every Rose has its Michaels. They've got fantastic mid-carders. They've got great people coming up. They might just sneak it this year as well, you know, for my best wrestling promotion. We shall see. Can't wait for episode 169. Ta-ta.